course, yesterday morning we heard a very sorry story there with Pappy, very known. Having his own party for years there. And we heard his pleas on the radio yesterday. And I want to thank many persons in the diaspora who has responded. I went yesterday afternoon to visit Papi. And it's really a shame in terms of his living conditions. Thought somebody would have stretched out and at least helped. We start on a human interest note this morning, and of course we spoke to Pappy last evening. Pappy. Diaspora, and Pappy is a very happy man tonight, right, Pappy?
I am rejoicing, Matt. I just told my daughter I borrowed $10 from a lady in the shop. She does cook food for me. Mm-hmm. So I told her I have $10 in my pocket. I bought a coil. It was a mosquito coil. Mm-hmm. And I still balance $5 in my pocket. And here you brought me something. Yeah. Thank God. We'll discuss it, Matt. I don't want to keep you back.
No, but I just saw your condition, Papi. You're in a really serious state. And nobody has been looking after you?
Nobody. I asked this fellow to help me. What is his name? Simeon. Mm-hmm. When somebody sent me $100, Simeon wanted to take the $100 to give me a mattress. So I said, so I asked him for a mattress. There's no mattress inside there.
You don't sleep on a mattress?
I don't have a mattress in there. I do not have a mattress inside there, I tell you. I don't have a pillow. Last night, I will show you, it's too insulting to tell you. Mm. When the rain was falling, I feel I want to go to the toilet. When I rushed to the toilet, it is on that side there.
Which I saw myself.
Okay. And what I'm saying to you, Matt, I shit on the ground. It's there. I put sand on it. It's on the ground. Because I don't have a toilet. I don't have nothing inside there. Nothing at all inside there, Matt.
You can't believe somebody described this afternoon. I was here with Mr. Joshua Francis. It's almost like, you know, reaches the rocks here.
That's where I'm living. I don't want to cry. That's where I'm living.
I see some tears in your eyes, yes.
You see? That's where I'm living. When you give me that food, I cry. And I begging the government for help. Why did the boy hit me when I declare that Joshua is going to enter the promised land? And I gave some campaign, solid campaign for Joshua. And Joshua won and bruised, lands down. Sheriff say, they can't take chance with Papi. And I promised them this coming election, I bring them zero. Zero. By the grace of God, I'm a man of prayer.
So, Papi, how are you going? I mean, you just received some money there, but how are you going to leave?
Well,
that's not enough money there.
I used to make $5,000 a month by renting here. Mm-hmm. Scary, take the rent from me. He turned the property over to the 8th bank, and then the money the fella paying here, they gave it to the 8th bank. The Friday before the hurricane. Right there, I'm telling you the truth. They take me to court to ask me to take that container out of the yard and take that one out of the yard too. I told him it will take a gunfight to take me out of my property. In the court, I tell them so. I'm not moving.
So you're staying there?
I live, but it's my property. I don't sell it. I don't sell the property. Eugenia had offered me $40,000. But she never come back and say, well, let's come to a price. Mm-hmm. Never make a price on my, just take it and put me out of my property. You could see the load of sand all around me. If you come in there,
I see a lot of wet clothes in there.
Well, that's a store I had there. Mm. They closed the store. I can't sell there anymore. Then the hurricane come and mash up this. When the hurricane mash it down.
Where were you during the hurricane?
I was inside there.
And you survived there?
I survived right in there, yeah. I survived inside there. Mm-hmm. When the roof go, I go and hide behind that little corner there. When you come in there, I'll show you, I go and hide there. And then I hear the little one hiding, I heard the roof going. So I spoke to God, I said, Lord, it's enough. And when I say it's enough, the wind cut off.
The wind cut off at that.
Right away. I said, God, it's enough. You know where I get that scripture? When David numbered the children of Israel, God killed 70,000 people. And when he looked, he saw so much dead body on the ground. He tell the angels, that's enough. Don't kill anymore. And that is scripture I used that night. I say, Lord, it's enough. Please, Lord, it's enough. That's one word. And the wind stopped right away.
All right. Well, Papi, I just want to say, you know, it is our pleasure to deliver those stuff to you. And we wish you the best in terms of, you know, feeding yourself in the future. Hoping you can make the best of what you got there tonight.
Thank you. So we're not going to see you again, Matt.
Well, maybe I will try to visit sometime during the day sometime. I'll give you a call.
All right, cool.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I want to say thank you.
Sure you have my number?
Yes, I sir. Is it 245?
6838.
6838. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll give you a shout.
Okay? Matt, the God that's...
Twenty six is the morning time. I want to say good morning to our friend there, Pappy, who, you know, was all smiles last night. Received some food stuff and a lot of rice. We heard his cry, and many in the diaspora did and are willing to help in that regard. Again, persons who actually sent some food stuff and delivered to me yesterday. I want to say thank you on behalf of the people of Dominica, who has a hat. He may have his own political preferences, but we really tried to reach out yesterday. And Papi, I must tell you that this farmer, Hillary Schillingford from Salisbury, told me yesterday that he would buy you anything that you need. So I want to say thank you too, Mr. Hillary Schillingford. And those of you who may be, have some skills in the plumbing area, I suspect you might want to, you know, try to fix this toilet issue for Papi. I just thought we should start on that note this morning. And of course, yesterday we played the song loved by so many. Reaching out, huh? Take warning. We better be good. Very appropriate yesterday, very appropriate today.
Take warning, you better take warning, take warning.
Why won't our attitude even change after destruction? Like Maria,
let your light shine.
Same attitudes all over the place.
Respect your fellow man as you should. Take warning, you better take warning. Take warning,
8:28, I'll be talking to the opposition leader in a few minutes there. Hello, talk to me on the telephone. Yes? Are you the caller? Yes?
Uh-huh. Yes, it's sad to hear how Papi has become in that present situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've known Papi to be a man that, I mean, did a lot for a lot of people.
He loved to help.
Yeah, and I remember his days when he had his big outlet in Cassid Bruce, and he had his almost like a big bus, bigger than the coasters,
mm-hmm.
taking people down for free. And look at him today. Let me ask, why is he down there? You saw he have anything for that he can cook on, like any cool pot stove, anything like that?
On the outside, you know, trying something to adjust.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Because what about what he have for lights?
Lights. I called out last night. He was in the darkness.
He was in the dark last night. Okay.
I tried yesterday afternoon. He was not home, but I went back last night. He was in pure darkness.
Okay, so that means I can help you for a few things. So I would like to do that.
I will do that.
So I guess I will go down there. And
you go down there, yes.
Okay, nice. Thank
it's
you.
Right next to the...
Yes, I know the area.
All right,
yeah,
good.
Thank
take
you.
Care now.
Nice.
Give warning, you better do good. Let your light shine.
8:30 in the morning. Hello, talk to me. Hello? Hello?
Yes, what's up? What's up, my brother? How are you doing this morning?
How are you doing,
what's
my
brother? How are you doing this morning?
How are you doing, my brother? How are you doing?
Good, good, good. I'm good, good. You see, listening to you this morning,
mm-hmm.
that is the Dominica I always knew as growing up. You know, we are giving people. For instance, as a little boy growing up in Dominica, somebody passed away. I remember your father was a carpenter, Mr. Paul. They all came together to build a cascade. I remember as a little boy, people building all the on Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, everyone come together and help build. Today, what happened? Where did all that go? But apparently, some of us still have that DNA of giving, but some of them have that selfishness in them and overtaken by a disagreeable being. But some of us still gonna maintain. And my brother, the job you're doing, you're blessed. And all those that wish you harm, it's more blessing that's gonna come on you. So keep doing what you do, and one day they all gonna, those that wish you ill, gonna come to you and apologize, because they're gonna need that help. One day, my brother, keep doing what you're doing, and all those that heard Papi's cry and giving a hand to him, blessing to them, because no matter how much money you have, we all gonna go 6 feet deep, rich, poor, ugly, beautiful, we all gonna go 6 feet deep one day. So do what you have to do, more power to you, my brother. Have a blessed day.
All right, my brother, take care. 8:31, hello, let's take another phone call. Hello, talk to me.
Matthias, good morning to you, sir.
How are you doing, sir? How are you doing?
I'm very well indeed.
Uh-huh.
Matt, I want to say publicly thank you for the good work that you continue to do on behalf of the Dominican public whenever they are in a situation. Matt, I heard your plea this morning with Papi, and I am on my way to St. Joseph right about now with another member of Concerned Citizen Movement to finalize plans for meeting Saturday. But what we will be doing, we'll be making a detour this morning to Leonard Papi Baptist Place in Caneville. And I, for sure, will help with the plumbing part of it. And then, Brother Mervyn, I will do a foro vibes down there. So you yourself don't need to come down there. And I will really back to the group what we need to do for Papi to get Papi up and running in a more safe way post-Maria. Matt, continue to do good work, my brother. That is what we're all about in Dominica, is looking out for the interests of Dominicans on the whole, my brother. Thanks for the opportunity.
Okay, let's take another phone call there from the diaspora. Hello. Hey, good morning. Hello. I'm sorry. Let's take another phone call. Hey, hi.
Matt, good morning to you and your listeners.
How are you doing?
Very fine, thank you. With tears in my eyes, I want to tell you thanks for what you've been doing for people and country. And I'm so proud of my president of the putting into Papi, Matt. And I will speak to the rest of my colleagues at the Kentish Urban Council, knowing them, and will pay him a courtesy call. You see what Maria did to the country? And you see the amount of politics. There was beds in Caneville. There was stoves. There was everything. Did Papi get anything? No. It's just politics, politics, and more politics. I commend you, Matt, and I congratulate you, Matt, and I ask and I pray God's blessing on 295. Thank you and God bless.
All right. Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Matt, and how are you?
How are you doing?
The night was good?
Yes, very good.
Matt, I see the manatee and water in my eyes. I don't know how to thank you, and I don't know what you have a special, special talent for that, Matt. And if you don't realize that, you didn't come by yourself. The Almighty sent you. And thank you for what you're doing for people.
Hello, talk to me. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Nobody on the phone here. We're trying on the line there, 449-3095. Hello.
Matt, morning.
Morning to you.
Matt, you're blessed. You can't be more blessed than that. Because I cannot understand a person has to call the radio for people to understand the plight they're going through. Matt, there are certain companies people work for. They're giving them materials. They're giving them things for people, for staff, and the staff not getting it. They're giving them materials, galvanized, plywood, board for staff, people that don't have houses, and Matt, they yet to give it to people. Like, beg people, begging. You have to beg for all kind of things. They having relief. They having all kind of things, and you're not getting it. You have to pass when a truck passing for you to say somebody, give me a little water now, give me a little this, and they have it. Your first set of people you're supposed to come out here is your staff, because you have to make your staff feel comfortable. If they work all through the hurricane, after the hurricane season, and they work, my God, you have to look about your people and make sure your people are safe. Man, it is not easy, you know. A lot of us have passed it, give mattress and never get mattress. We just hate that mattress. We hate had all kind of things and nobody get in. So thank you. You have done a lot. You'll continue doing, and you are blessed. Thank you.
From all over the states and the world.
All right, let's take another phone call. There's 836. We started out with the human interest story there, the help of Papi, who's really, as I said, you know, in need of help. I paid a visit to Papi last evening. Hello.
Good morning, Matt Peltier, and how do you do today?
How you doing?
Matt, let me know what else Papi needs right away, okay?
Okay.
So pillows, whatever you need, let me know. How much is it? WhatsApp me, let me know what else you need. I'll get it down to him, okay, Matt?
All right, I will pay a visit there sometime.
There,
yes, I am.
And keep in touch with me, okay? I really feel for Papi. It broke me down, my friend. It's sad. It's unfortunate what's going on with Papi. Papi helped a lot of people, you know. He had a place up in Casibros and was literally giving away stuff to people. And now he needs this government, I don't know, but I'm telling you, you don't support them, you're better off dead. If you're not red, you're better off dead.
Okay, all right, man. Thank you. Thank you, Norman, for the promise there of help. Hello, talk to me.
Matt, on the clipping I'm hearing, he's saying that Simeon promised to get him a mattress, but he had to pay $100.
No, Simeon, that's what he said. I cannot tell you whether it's true or not, but that's what he said. All right. Hello, talk to me. Hi. Hello. You know, forget his politics. He's a human being. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Matt. How are you doing today?
All right. Thank you.
Matt, thank you for the good job you're doing. May God continue to always bless, guide, and put you, your children, your wife-to-be, and your family, Matt, your extended family, Matt. The first pressure cooker I had, I bought it by Papi in the same industrial site where he was there, Matt. That's how we used to go shop after Hurricane David, Matt. Papi was doing something good. I don't know what happened to him. Madre, are you children?
I have no idea. I was told last night by a good friend that his brother seemed to have, you know, a well-to-do because he, of course, got some monies from some oil company, got burnt, but he's doing very well in
anyway,
Texas.
Matt, continue to do the good work you're doing. Have a blessed and a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hello. Talk to me. It's 8:38. Hi. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, Matt. Good morning. How are you, Matt?
Okay. All right. I'm okay.
Hello?
Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay. Yes, I'm telling you I'm okay.
Yes. Matt, what a predicament, huh, for, yes, for the elderly in Dominico.
Yeah, I'm very surprised, though. I mean, given that he told me the story last night and, you know, really in a situation where he can't even help himself and, you know, no use of any bathroom there, had to take it to the floor. It's just a sad situation there. 839.
Wow.
Yes. Very sad.
Yes, it is. It is a very sad situation. But about how old is Papi Matt? How old would you say he is?
Maybe 70s, late 70s, yes. You heard me?
But who is advocating for the who is advocating for the elderly, you know, in Dominica? Because, you know, 70 years, he's an elderly. And he is directly in Rayburn's constituency. What kind of human being is Rayburn Blackmore? Because at Papi's age, he's an elderly. He has been affected by the hurricane as every Dominican has been affected by the hurricane. What is wrong why Papi has to be treated in that sort of way? Why? Because of politics? Politics have nothing to do with the welfare of Dominicans. It has nothing to do with the welfare of human beings. I mean, you know, for the man to be crying out in such a way like a baby because of basic needs that he's been denied from, this is cruelty. This is beyond the wicked. This is evil. I mean, you know, if you are a human being with a heart and a conscience, you would look out for these elderly people. They don't have to beg for anything because they have made their contributions to society already. They have helped the poor. They have given to children. They have done their dues. You know, why do people have to be suffering like that because of politics? This is just nonsense. The other day I heard Mrs. Patrick John on the radio talking about how her husband Patrick John is being treated. And, you know, this is heart-wrenching. I mean, come on, what kind of reptile is Rayburn Blackmore to have the elderly in such a degradable manner? I mean, come on, where's the conscience of Dominicans? What's wrong with our people? You know, the other day Maria came and we were hoping that Dominicans were going to change for the better. It seems Dominicans have gotten worse. Why is the coldness style? Why is the ways of the people helping each other to recover? What is going on in Dominica? It is just sad to listen to that, Matt. It's like you want to think that you're listening to some situation, some place in Rwanda, some place, one of these places where people just don't have the means. I mean, the diaspora did so much to assist, to send home food and so many things that Dominicans need. Why is it that the people are treated in that sort of way? Why are they deprived, for God's sake? Why? Why? God, I just don't understand.
All right, let's thank you. Thank you, Mom. I know you're very emotional at this time, and I want to thank you for reaching out. As I said, forget Papi's politics. You know, he's a human being, and he needs help. I'm just calling out to those who can to help at this time.
A very happy man tonight, right, Papi?
I am rejoicing. I am rejoicing. Matt, I just told my daughter I borrowed $10 from a lady in the shop. She does cook food for me. Mm-hmm. So I told her I have $10 in my pocket. I bought a coil. Was a mosquito coil, mm-hmm. And I still balance $5 in my pocket. And here you brought me something. Yeah. Thank God. We'll discuss it, Matt. I don't want to keep you back.
All right, 8:43 is the morning time, and of course we had a little discussion further than that, but now is not the time. Hello, talk to me. 8:43 is the morning time. I want to thank Mr. Hillary Schillingford again, who has pledged his support. I'll continue having. I had a good friend there from visiting from Texas. He gave me some monies for Papi as well and told me that he would get in touch with his brother and tell him of the condition there. Hello, talk to me.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. Mark, what's up?
All right, hanging in there.
Yeah, this is John Blanchard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Matt, I can tell you that the things that Papi are saying are very true.
Oh, you went there yourself?
I went there myself about 2 months ago. and this man is in a real critical situation. He had a stove, even the one burner working, and hardly working properly.
He has to pay somebody to cook for him.
And I had to assist him, you know, and bring a stove for him.
Uh-huh.
I brought my friend to the prison to assist me, so she carried the stove inside, and so on. The place is in a real...
It's a mess. Yes.
Now, I'm in contact with his daughter in England, actually.
Okay.
Muriel. And she asked me to get somebody to clean up the place for him. So, but what I wanted to do, you could probably give out my cell number, 225-2254.
Well, you're giving it out, it's
yeah, I'm giving it out. So
225?
2254.
2254, okay.
If there's any trucker that is willing to clean up the place for him, they could get two guys. They could contact me. I'll give them the contact information of Papi's daughter in England. She's prepared to pay to clean the place for him. And in terms of the lights, the power, the place actually has power. Papi's place was connected about 2 weeks ago.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
But the problem is we have an internal fault. So you need to get an electrician. So if there's anybody out there hearing my voice, they could go down there and assist Papi, because what he needs is an electrician to check the inside the house. But there is power at the meter. The light was connected. I can confirm that the light was connected.
All right. Because when I went there last night, it was in complete darkness, huh?
Yeah, so. It's darkness because we had an internal fault. So a private electrician has to go in there and see what that problem is. But there is power at the meter. It's a matter of getting the fault inside. So there could be power inside the house.
All right. That, John, thank you for that information there. Thank you.
No problem. Most welcome.
All right. Good. All right, we continue there, 8:45 in the morning. Hello.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
How are you doing?
Ah, wonderful. Listen, I just turned on the radio and I was listening to all the calls. I did not get a grasp as what the people were talking about, but obviously it really touched a nerve. And I just wanted to give a shout out to all the callers who called and spoke with such feeling and compassion. I must tell you that... I'm very proud to be associated with the citizens, the Concerned Citizens Movement.
Uh-huh.
And we're going about through every town and village and in Dominica. And we're talking about the good news of the Dominica that we want. And that is what all of us must focus on the Dominica, the vision of the Dominica that we want. It's certainly not what we're having now. It's certainly not... the position where we are, even before Maria, even before Erica, at the bottom, at the very bottom of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, economically, as far as, well, you know, in all kinds of parameters. So we want to improve Dominica economically, but also morally, so that people can feel good that there is, you know, a certain degree of fairness and love and compassion in this country, and it is severely lacking. I have said before that as a physician in Dominica, the most painful experience is preparing medical reports for people who need advanced care overseas. You know, because I came to visit you in the emergency room, an accident and emergency, and you had to go overseas for treatment. So there are many people who were not as fortunate, and in Dominica, if somebody has the right connection, you know, I do up the report, the person goes, all expenses paid. And if the person, as somebody said earlier, if you're not red, you're better off dead. This is precisely what happens. People die. People die in my hands because they're not given the time of day, an opportunity to go overseas and get medical treatment. We know that everybody who needs medical treatment overseas cannot go, but it has to be done fairly. It has to be done according to need. It has to be done according to the family's resources and all those other things that professional social workers are able to determine. Not the power rep, not the political expediency. So this is something that we are going about and we are addressing very fundamentally. In closing, I will say,
well, I'm just, maybe you just missed the opening remarks there. But yes, it's about Pappy. Pappy, of course, you know him. He's a very popular guy there on the political scene. I mean, in the minority. But he lives in a situation there in Kingfield, and he really needs help. And we reached out to him yesterday. We brought some food there. And, of course, some monies were delivered to him as well. But, you know, I think the government or the authorities need to reach out and try to touch him, because, I mean, he has his politics. So what? But he's a human being, and we, you know, people are really reaching out and touching Pappy this morning.
I can only add to the blessings that has been showered upon you and all others like you. You set the example. You set your role model for all of us, Matt, as far as doing what needs to be done for people, regardless of who they were, who they are. And, you know, I think God blessed me with the opportunity after Hurricane Maria, going around the village of Point Michelle with...
And you did a good job with that, yes.
Dominica Police Force.
Uh-huh.
And serving everybody, you know, and it was just remarkable. So I think Pappy has a blessing coming his way, has come his way through your intervention and others like you and all the others who support you. And we'll all do our very best to show what Dominicans are really made of and the kind of love and compassion that we have for each other.
All right, my brother, thank you very much, and continue to reach out there. 8:50, Dr. Sam, thank you. Hi, are you there?
Good morning, Mathias Pelty Jr. How are you doing?
How are you doing, my brother? How are you doing?
That's the dude with the attitude.
Dude with the attitude. I'm hearing you all every Sunday.
thank you for listening. Let me say good morning to your parents also. They're my loving people. I love them very much. As you know, Mathias, I'm still the president of the Baffin State Disaster Committee.
Uh-huh.
I own the truck. I am going to give you my number or numbers and ask Mr. Blanchard to get in touch with me. He knows me very well. And my number is 235-3586. That's one number. The other one is 615-2794. And the third one is 225-4746. You get that?
Yes, I got that. 4746.
Now, let us be realistic. Pappy is no politician.
Uh-huh.
Pappy is no politician, Mathias. I am much more politician than Pappy. I mean, everybody should look at Pappy as being a joker when he speaks politics.
Yeah, they seem as a Pappy show kind of thing. Huh?
It's
that's jokes, yes.
About, my brother. If let us put it that way, Mathias. If I were to make a statement against any ministers of government or opposition members, then you can take me as being serious.
Right.
But I don't take Pappy as being serious. Yeah, I mean, he has a right. But I don't take Pappy as being serious at any statement he would.
I don't know. Something went wrong with your telephone, Mr. Packett. And feel free. I will give John Blanchard your numbers, and he will call you. And, of course, make contact. We need to take some rubbish off. Out of that area there. 8:51. Hello. Good morning.
Hey, Mr. Pelty. How you doing?
How you
always
doing?
Nice, yeah. Uh huh. Always good. Matt, can you give me 2 minutes? Let me touch on Pappy, because I think I know a little more than a lot of your listeners.
All right. Go ahead. Okay? Say what you have to
Matt,
say.
Matt, let me say the good thing about Pappy. I remember as a young boy, you know, we on the beach, Donkey Beach.
Uh huh.
Pappy had his boats. And, you know, when you get up in the sea on a Sunday, you're kind of hungry. Pappy will always give us candies and stuff. You know, or Henry, Chips. Pappy's a very nice man. But 4 months ago, Matt, listen to me very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
4 months ago,
yes,
Pappy had the same plea on Simeon Show. Hey, I'm hungry. I got no money. I know his living condition must be terrible. I'm not going to hate him on that.
Uh-huh.
I know it must be bad. But as soon as Pappy made that plea, within half an hour, I sent money down for Pappy. That's the same money he said about Simeon. Don't give him the money. And Simeon bought a mattress, which is totally
no,
false.
He didn't say that. He didn't say that, caller. Quote him properly. He said that he reached out to Simeon. I don't know. I don't know the situation. He reached out to Simeon, and Simeon was asking him $100 for the mattress. That's what he said. Quote him
That's not what he said to me 2 weeks ago, Matthew. 3 weeks ago, I met Pappy in the...
We're not going to go with a tit-tat as to what, you know, you may have sent him. Somebody sent him some money yesterday. He said he was the first man who gave him a seaman passport. And he heard his pleas yesterday and reached out to him. So this, you know, to and throw with Simeon, I don't want to get involved in that. I was not there. But I just want to say that at this time, I want to thank you too for helping and reaching out. But I don't think this is the conversation that we want to have this morning. 8:53. Hello. Hi.
I say praises, thanks, blessings, and glory to all those with humanity. Mr. Pelletier, blessings, sir, and your family, sir.
How you doing? Uh-huh.
Matt, thanks for that intervention with the last caller. But I mean, everything, as they say, have a time and place, although certain things can be placed where you think they're misplaced.
Uh-huh.
But I'm glad, because that is not the it is not the time for, you know, talking about his flaws.
Yeah.
He have whatever he have, whatever is his problem, we deal with his present predicament, not what he did in the past or what he may be doing to add insult to injury, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
Because all of us, Matt, we have our demons to wrestle with. And do not try to expose Papi like you haven't got yours, my brother. Me, my, I'm dealing with mine. Matt, you see the clipping,
sure.
You see the thing you play having to do with society, Matt?
Uh-huh.
Matt, you need to play that more often, you know. If I had to go to church anyway, I would not go, Matt. I would stay home and listen to that over and over and over. That is gospel truth. And when people commend you, it may be an oversight. Say, thank you. Thank you is a very small seed that grew into one big tree, Matt, and you will not be able to cut it down with an axe. Are you there? Are you following me?
I'm following you, sir. I'm following you.
Matt, it is sad. Matt, there is an old man I almost raised with and always in the country with him, and he told me, you know about a man. I forget the man's name. The man used to walk with a golden stick, and the man died in field. Matt, you see the House of Exile by Jimmy Cliff?
Uh-huh.
If you could play that during your program, Matt, that song is so deep. A lot of people may have missed it or is missing it repeatedly. But, Matt, there is a time and place for some people, you know, who think they're so high and mighty, and they cannot foresee their demise, Matt. They can't foresee their downfall. And that is what the song is saying, you know. Although everything in creation must obey a law, but they need no law or constitution to restrict or limit them. So when we are persecuting the poor, the unfortunate, the needy, the so-called other side, the virtual other side we have created, Matt, in a small space like the world, not even Dominica. The world is a very small place, technologically speaking, Matt. And you mean to tell me you can have a man crying out, and then the ordinary people have to run to his rescue. And look at the time where you have millions of dollars and tons of relief and a man who have contributed. I've heard, we used to go ride Cassie Brewster by construction boots in Papihan. Cheap, Matt, less than $50, you get the very good construction boots and pressure cookers, Blue Bull said, many things. And now, no matter, one preacher, I hear the man crying to the man several times to come and pay him a visit. I spoke to that preacher. He tell me he will not go. So what's to the effect, like, Papi, when he had his good time and blah, 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 blah. A preacher, Matt, you're not no damn preacher. You're not a preacher. And look at your intervention, what it did for him. So let us forget about what he did before and what he's doing to, that may have contributed to his demise. You reach out. You do not watch what he did, and if it's somebody that knocked him out while he's crippled, like you see somebody on the road, I will give him a dollar. But if it's crack that sent him there, if somebody thing is steal, you want to examine and investigate for you to be charitable. And Matt, in closing, it's not every deed that is a charitable deed. Matt, I would say how similar is the same when context and motive is not known or considered. So a lot of people go giving people things, and they expect certain things from them. Is their soul, is their vote, or whatever. That is not charitable. And a lot of all you are claiming all you love people. All you love a lot of people because of what they can give all you. And that is not love. That is a preoccupation. It's an obsession. My brethren, have a blessed day, and thanks for the intervention you made to help the brother.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. As a matter of fact, I heard him on the other radio station crying out and reaching out. I did not hear anybody pledging any support there, but you did say that he was on Simeon's show, and you know, you gave some money. But lo, don't talk about what you did in terms of, you know, almost being reproachful for what you did for the man. He is in need of help. I saw him last night, and I think, you know, I was just reaching out. I remember my father telling me, or my mother telling me a story about my father, who many years ago reached out to some man in the bar, very rich. His name was Buga. And, you know, he was conning off everybody there, giving everybody drinks in the bar. And it was my father's bar. He chose not to give my father a drink at that time. And many, many more years later, he was sleeping in the boathouse from riches to rags, they always say. You never know what your story is today. Hello, talk to me. 8:59 is the morning time. We will take this song and then we will continue. We need to talk a little bit to the opposition leader sometime later in the hour. Let's talk and to this telephone call there. Hello, talk to me.
Hey, Matt, how are you doing, Mr. Matt Jr.?
I'm just trying, and I want to thank, before you, a caller who sent monies yesterday. I want to thank you very much for what you did. And, of course, somebody said, he called me and said, he gave me my first Seaman passport. I want to be grateful for that, too. Hello, go ahead, sir.
Matt, I must say, man.
Yeah?
I mean, I've been listening to you, hear me? I'm listening to you, Matt, man, on the radio station, man. I must say, man, you're a good person, boss. You're a good person, man. Because, you know, I see too this morning, man, I could hear Dominicans call it, and you could feel the love of the Dominic I once knew for a few people, my brother. And it's really touching, you know, that to see we can do that. And we need to do more of that and understand that we are each other keeper. Bro, that is such a good thing you're doing on that radio station, my brother. And at the end of the day, I mean, a man is never a hero in his land, but in the eyes of German, he is who he is, you know. And I'm saying to you, my brother, continue doing that, man. Bring the people together, man. This is a love. And I heard John Blanchard call it, my brother. I mean, this is touching, you know. I heard some other person call Hillary Schillingford. And I mean, this is love. This is humanity. This is what the world is all about, you know. Let's get it this way, man. It's nice and it's good to hear this on the radio station this morning, bro. And God bless you, man, and continue doing the good work you're doing, bro. Love. Thank you.
All right, love. Lots of love there. Let's listen to this big one there from Jim McClef, my good friend. Blessings. Just love the song. Always remember, I always say, where you come from. You have to be very, very, very humble, huh? Let's listen to this song. Let's go. Jimmy Cliff. At 9:03 in the morning. Somebody said, Matt, I prayed for you today. I said a prayer for you today. I know God must have heard. I felt the answer in my heart, although he spoke no word. I didn't ask for wealth or fame. I asked him to send treasures of a far more lasting kind. I ask that he be near you at the start of each new day. to grant you health and blessings and friends to share your way. I ask for happiness in all things great and small. But it was his love and care I prayed the most of. Good morning, Dominica. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your love. Watching you now on your last 9:04 in the morning. Hello, talk to me, huh?
Matt.
Yes.
As you mentioned, Booga. Uh-huh. Booga was a millionaire in Dominica, Matt.
I remember.
Yes, Matt. Booga even got ranked in the Dominica Defense Force, Matt. And after he... Before he died, people should call him Booga Kaka.
Mm-hmm.
Because things were so...
He died miserably, yes. Uh-huh.
Matt, we have to remember, Matt. People thinking they're up today, tomorrow when you're done. Sometimes what you do, people will say what you see. But only God alone that knows. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Have a blessed day, yes. Thank you very much. I send you blessings this morning. Good morning to my mama. This morning, I know she's listening. Calls are still coming in there. Hello. Good morning to my friend Baron, Frederick Baron there in Ohio. Good morning to you. I know you love this song as well, your favorite song. Hello, talk to me.
Yes. Good morning, Matt, and good morning to your listeners. Matt,
yes?
From time yesterday when you started with that thing with Papi, Matt, my heart was heavy. Water is in my eyes. Matt, I just want to tell you thank you for what you're doing for Dominica and Dominicans, and to bring Dominicans together, Matt. What we need in Dominica is love and compassion, Matt. Love for each other, Matt. And Matt, I want to bless you this morning, Matt, and your children and your family, Matt. Matt, thank you for what you're doing for us in Dominica, to bring us together, Matt, to show that compassion and that love.
But you know what I find strange? I thought the attitude would have changed after Maria.
Well, Matt, you know, it will come gradually. We just have to continue doing good. You understand? Matt, it will come. Because some of these people out there, you see, are doing the evil to other people. Don't think their conscience not pricking them now and then, you know. But they need to let go. Let go from that wickedness they have. Just let go. And let the country be. Let it go. You know, Matt, just let go that wickedness they have in their heart. But, Matt, I just want to thank you, Matt, for
thank
all
you too.
What
thank
you're doing
you.
For Dominica uh-huh. and Dominicans. And you know, Matt. Love. Bye.
Lots of love for coming your way as well. 9:06 is the morning time. It's 449-3095. If you want to continue to call, do just that, okay? 449-3095. 449-3096. Hello, talk to me. Hello.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
How you doing, my brother? How you doing?
Well, you know how it is. I always watch the scene, and I can talk about the scene. And those that don't like me to talk about the scene, as long as Q is there and give me an opportunity, I'll run the scene. Matt, you're back for a reason. And I keep telling you that. But I don't know if you're listening to me sometimes when I speak to you.
Uh-huh.
And Pastor Rodney is there for a reason. Because I told him so. At the first time, I was saying why he's there. Can't you see the cams? It is real nice now in the morning. Some people even afraid to call. And I'm calling on the people. Do not be afraid to call. Because we are there to stand for the rights of our country and the children. I always keep thinking about the children, not even myself. Because I see the direction that we are going. Without Q95, where would we be, Dominicans? Without Matt, where the information would be, yes, Angelo is in the darker liquor, but Matt stood in the light, and Jesus said, this is the man to continue the mission that we are asking for. So Matt, everybody asking for you to be there, but I'm asking for you to get more life, more strength, better health. You understand? So you can keep that information to the minds of the people. Matt, on a closing note, Matt Papi is a good man. Papi have done a lot for people. Because I used to live right Ruzu and go right Cassim Rose and buy a pants and a shirt just to go and watch football in the Windsor Park, Adam and Ken's, bro. And Papi had a barrow telling us from a billionaire to a barrow man. He was telling us his problem, but we wasn't realizing, we was laughing. Bugla, in my little boy days, that man buy bread and cheese for me. I can boast on that. Give me my little $5, buy exercise book for me. Dominicans, do not take those things for a joke when you have a little money and you don't have another way of bringing more home. Bye-bye.
Right, we continue there with our brother Jimmy, full of inspiration there. Always remember your brother. Some people woke up without breakfast this morning.
Will you patronize me, brother?
9:10.
Do you recognize me, brother?
Very human
do you believe
interest story there this morning with sharing and giving this morning.
Or is it the food that your preacher fed? Why you minimize me, brother? Oh, brother. Joseph and his brother left Canaan. They saw the little brother in Egypt. We both got the same cause and the same purpose.
If you can help out, help out the brother. Always do that.
Got to go back, we're lost. Do you understand me, my brother?
'74, he wrote this one. Still have, a lot of meaning today. Let's see if we can take a phone call. 9:11 is the morning time. Talk to me.
Good morning, Master Spelty, my brother.
How are you doing,
Mr. I'm fine. Blessings to you and your family.
Thank you.
But listening to you, I remember the song I heard played by one of your colleagues yesterday. Uh-huh. And I don't know who is the singer, but it was going something like that, that a little boy asked me my name. And say, I have seen you before. Who are you?
Uh-huh.
And he went to say, I am the unsung hero you never hear on CNN. I am the soldier, the policeman who leave their family and make sure the streets are safe to keep you safe. Well, Matt, it reminds me of you. And you are the patriot, Matt, who will never be nominated for a national award. But God sees what we do. We are very thankful for what you have been doing for Dominica and Dominicans. And we pray, as the Lord say, He visit the first, fourth, and fifth generation of those who love Him and keep His commandments and do good things for His children. And I wish that happened to you, Matt. I will go by Papi and try to see how I can help as much as possible. Thank you, Matt. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for reaching out this morning. Thank you. Lean on me. Just the songs you need, for the inspiration to carry on.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes, Matt, a blessed good morning to you, Matt.
A blessed morning to you too, sir.
And Matt, I really want to thank you for that work you're doing, because Matt, you are actually what you're doing is you're letting you're helping somebody that is really in need of that. And I don't really mean to pull it on your program this morning, but I'm calling on Mr. Kerry this morning, Mr. Raymond Blackmore, and whoever the Minister of Welfare is in Dominica, to at least come and please help this man, because the same way you treat Mr. Leonard Papi Baptist, that's the way you're treating God. You have to be careful how you treat people, man. Thank you very much again, man.
Swallow your pride. If I have faith, you need to borrow.
9:14 is the morning time Tuesday. This is the Hot Seat, Dominica's most talked about talk show. Hello, talk to me. It's not about politics, it's about assisting a brother in need. Hello, talk to me.
It's me again.
Yes, my brother.
And I want to give thanks to you.
Yes, uh-huh.
And all my guardian angels, and a lot of them are still flapping their wings over me, have me properly protected, Matt.
Uh-huh.
In many ways, in more ways than one. But have you ever, or the listening public, ever consider why or how people who eat from the garbage bin and sleep on the concrete?
I always think about that, yeah.
And they are there languishing for many years, Matt. And several of us are dying from cancers and accidents. And is it the God that is in them that making them eat from the garbage, eat from the gutter? And they are there not dying from cancer, not dying from nothing. And if you see them, they have not a rash or some boil or nothing coming on to them. You know, Matt, I saw a guy drink from a van, drunk. Matt, you want to listen to that?
Go ahead.
A guy by Bullseye Pharmacy.
Uh-huh.
There is a van going downwards, facing the west. And it has that plastic casing in the box, Matt. And Matt, you don't want to see inside that. And there was plastic bottles and all of that. And the guy opened the bottle, Matt, take a bottle from that van, and he filled it water from that van, Matt. Matt, I feel my soul was ripped out from me when I saw the man drank that, Matt. And I've seen him once eating bread from a gutter. And Matt, look at him. Look at us. Regular checkup, annual checkup, hygiene. Hey, we dear, we healthy. And I conclude, Matt, nothing is better than anything else. Everything is as good as itself. Everything within its time, space, and existence serves the purpose. We are all there to serve a purpose, and I give thanks for you serving your purpose. We are not flawless in our efforts to do what is righteous. And I love, praises, thanks, blessings, glory to all you, who with humanity. And people, that is something I just coin to really tell you, Matt. It's not every person you see as a human being. I've classified or categorized human beings in four categories, Matt. You have mankind, you have human beings, you have the divine being. That's what it is. The other one which I forget, Matt. It's not everybody you see that is a human being. There are people, Matt, that are so evil. Your imagination can never conclude how evil and how diabolic they are. So when you see people in authority, Matt, you see people with resources and wealth can further press down poor people and rip off poor people and allow people like Papi. You know, people want to know, according to Chobi Madesai, he say, I don't want to know what the hell Papi did. I don't want to know what the people on the road did, Matt. Whenever I can, I stretch out and I give them. If it's a power and I know your power, I really try to avoid giving you money.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather buy you something and give it to you, Matt. But Matt, never try to have people in a particular category or preference to do good to them. Do good to everybody you can, my brethren. That is the purpose of a true human being. Have a blessed day, bro.
All right, thank you very much. You know, I always tell people, I don't feel, you know, they ask me all the time, you don't really go to church, man. I see myself as a very spiritual person. I'm beyond religion. And if you hear the preachers today, they don't talk religion, eh? They talk Christ. 9:18. Hello, talk to me in the morning. Hi, talk to me. Hi. Hello.
Hey, come on. Suki here.
Hey, Suki, how you doing, my brother?
I'm taking my blows.
All right. I don't see that, but maybe you are.
Yeah, I'm taking my blows, but that doesn't prevent me from understanding the plight of brothers outside there.
All right. Thank you for that.
Okay. As to my neighbor, Papi.
Yes, I know you're a neighbor.
In the industrial zone.
Uh-huh.
I would like to pledge 1 month free bread.
Wow.
1 month free cooking gas.
Uh-huh.
And 1 week free ice.
All right. Well, thank you very much there, my good friend down there in Newtown. Suki's, thank you. 1 month free bread, 1 month of cooking gas, and 1 week of ice. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Dominica, we have at least, you know, completed our task almost this morning there. And my friend on the way to Texas will pass on the message to a brother there. Mr. Dangleben, thank you again, thank you. The world is reaching out. You see how simple it can happen if we just reach out and touch a brother? Hello, talk to me. Hello. Hello. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm good. I know you're talking about Papi, but when you're going to start talking about insurance,
I will schedule a day, bring in somebody who knows, you know, what's going on, and we'll talk about that, okay? Thank you, thank you.
You bring somebody, yeah. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for them to give it to Jackie and them. These people, this insurance has been done like 2 weeks.
All right, caller. We will bring in an insurance person there to deal with the issue there. I hope I can get one. Reaching out this morning, 9:21. It's 9:22 in the morning. Hello, talk to me.
Matt, morning again.
Morning.
Matt, tell people one Dominican do good for them to get good.
Uh-huh.
Tell them that for me, please. Do good to get good, according to this song. Play that song for them for me, please.
Thank you. Reaching out, and we'll be wrapping up this human interest stop there in a few minutes. Hello, talk to me. Hello. You there, caller? Hello? No. Hello, 923.
Good morning, Mark.
Morning to you.
It's about Papi.
Yes, tell me.
I know what is bothersome about all this. Papi has winnable cases in the court.
Right.
This case is container that stayed on the court for over 20 years. There's another very winnable case. A particular bank in Dominica lost his land title. They even offered to pay him out of court. I seriously don't know what is stopping Papi's progress. But something needs to be done for him. This is so sad. Papi used to be our black Syrian.
Mm-hmm.
Papi helped out a lot of people. I personally had driven right to Castlewood. I bought a stove for $50. You know? I really, really, really feel for him. I really feel for him, Matt. And thank you so much for what you're doing for him.
All right, thank you very much. I guess I heard the brother on the radio. Not on my radio, but in some other radio. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to try to reach out to Papi and help as much as I can. Papi, I will be visiting you sometime later today. I did visit yesterday with the party rep for the Rose of Salt constituency there, Mr. Joshua Francis, who too have a really, you know, big heart, and I was trying to speak with him yesterday. We missed him, but I returned there last night. In 9:25, hello.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good morning to your listeners.
Uh-huh.
Matt, it's sad to hear about Papi. And at the same time, Matt, let me reach out to an old friend of mine, Vina McDougall. I think she still lives up in the Ponkasa area. I haven't heard anything about her for her since then, but I just wanted to reach out to her at the same time. Matt, you know, my late father, his soul rest in peace, always said to me, when you meet someone, you don't know from whence they came, where they are going, or what their situation was, will be, or has been. So what you need to do, treat every person, whether a beggar or a king, in the very same manner. You should have respect for each and every person. And, you know, it touches me this morning because I understand, I mean, I knew Papi. I knew he, at the height of himself, he had boots, he did this, he was a very good person. I mean, he's a kind of eccentric guy that you can't hold that against him.
Very odd.
But it brings to my mind, Matt, and I'm calling on the Prime Minister and all those people who think that because they have it now and they're shining and they're living above, you know, Matt, we all have one point in time we are humbled. Job was very rich. He lost everything, Matt. So we must remember those things and never scorn people or look down on anybody, any human being at all, Matt. Or conditions in life sometimes travel in different parts. We may have control of some, we may not have control of most of them. And so when we think that because we are in a position different from someone else, and we can look down upon them or scorn them, or because they have different views or opinions, that we have to treat them less than human beings, Matt. It is a lesson for all of us, Matt, that we are but a fleeting, we are nothing but a blade of grass in the wind, Matt, that when it blows, it just blows it away. So I think it should take a lesson. Dominicans, Matt, it really disturbs me to see where we are at this point in time. And where we came from, Dominico is a place, Matt. You go down the street, Matt, you go anywhere in the countryside, people give you food, they give you... But I remember growing up, you know, my grandmother, with whom I grew up, always cooked extra food.
Mm-hmm.
Always said, someone will pass. But that is the nature of the country that I knew. People always cook because somebody will pass. Somebody you don't know. Somebody is hungry, so you must, you know... Thankful for what you have because someone else may not have. But we have lost that spirit. We have lost that humanity. We have lost that love. And we call ourselves Christians, Matt. It is shameful on those who profess to be Christians and yet you treat fellow men the same way. Matt, that is one of the reasons why I don't know. I don't go to church, Matt. Period. I do not go to any church. Nobody don't come and tell me anything, Matt. I pray to my God in my closet. I talk to God. Prayer is a heart-to-heart talk with God. It doesn't require an intercessor. And so, Matt, I think Dominicans ought to wake up from this, you know, this looking down, this disparaging of people, this castigation. You know, Matt, this is very sad. This is not the Dominica that I know. I know it's a different generation, it's a different time, but this is not progress, Matt. This is not progress. This is regression.
All right, caller, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Here's my favorite song there, and of course, still very hopeful that someday, over the rainbow, we'll be talking to the opposition leader in a few minutes. Thank you, Dominica. Thank you for reaching out. Someday. Hopeful as a people. It's 9:30. Birds fly. Of course, I tried to reach out there to the opposition leader. Can't seem to find him at this time, but we'll try. You remember Parry Ballard making some very serious statements there about the leader of the opposition yesterday. But we'll continue, of course, with our usual regular program there. Take your phone calls. Hello, we'll try to get him at 1 o'clock. Talk to me.
Hello, good morning, ma'am.
Good morning to you, ma'am.
Yeah, Jesus, take the wheel from me, please.
You want Jesus to take you well, huh? All right, we'll try our very best to do that for you this morning. Thank you, 9:32. It's the morning time, and Dominica, we will continue, of course, right after this.
Dominica Metals Limited, now open in the Dominica Coconut Products compound, taking the entrance north of the Belfast River. We are rebuilding stronger and smarter with roofing and other steel products from Dominica Metals Limited. Protect what you value, life, family, and property. So leave nothing to chance. Visit Dominica Metals Limited. Call 767-614-7857. Dominica Metals Limited, working to build a stronger nation.
www.q95da.com. It's our brand new dynamic Q Family website. Log in, interact, have fun on the pages of your favorite shows. Rise and Shine, The Hot Seat, Easy Rock 951, Nature Isle Cruise, Youth on Q, Knockout 95, Politics, Weekly Headlines, Island Rhythms, Soul to Soul Gospel, Creole Acer Q, The Big Link Up, Q Exposure, Power Drive 951, Q Classic Gold Flashbacks, Sports Wrap, The Quiet Side of Q. Interact live with your show hosts and Q Family listeners worldwide in real time. Make your comments, give your feedback, tell the world what's on your mind in the comments box at the bottom of the pages at Q95DA.com. You interact and connect instantly with friends and Q Family members on the hottest social networks: Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, Messenger, Gmail, Google+. Make your comments in the box at the bottom of each news story on the news page by clicking on the headline of the news story. Log in to Q95DA.com. You'll just love to surf every unique page on our brand new dynamic interactive Q Family website. Browse through our interesting pages in your Q Family photo gallery. Listen to live audio. Watch intriguing videos on QTV.
It's 9:34. Hello, we continue this morning. Somebody's on the telephone. Hi.
Hi, Mark. Good morning.
How are you doing, my friend? How are you doing?
I'm good, my brother. I'm good.
All right. Good to hear you.
But I wanted to ask about, I know, you know, you've just gotten back and things have changed, but, and I like the talk and everything, but I mean, even if it's one day a week, even something like the farmers thing or something else, but I mean, you know, could we have like maybe a more solution-oriented sort of, I don't know about the farmer's voice, if you bring it back or something, but I think it'd be nice if, you know, given where we are in terms of development. And
I have been trying, you know, in a kind of a diplomatic way, because Mr. Louis has not been well. He seemed to be the adamant voice there, trying to get some farms in, other farms as well, to speak to their problems, you know? I'm also thinking about, you know, because people say every day, Matt, you're so negative, and let's have a positive day, huh? In terms of solution-oriented, huh?
I think that would be a nice thing, you know?
Yeah.
All right, my brother.
All right, thank you very much. 9:35 is the morning time. Somebody wanted to hear the sound there, I suspect. If I know the voice well, her daughter may be in the hospital right now and maybe going through some challenges. Let's do this one for you this morning. Good morning. Let's go. Jesus, take the wheel.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline.
You know, somebody says, Matt, I sent 18 barrels to Dominica, and two of the barrels were for a particular church in Dominica. I contacted the pastor of the church yesterday, who surprised me by telling me the relief was over and that he did not have people to sort the barrels to give all the things. I was shocked and couldn't believe what I was hearing. I'm going to contact him to inform him that Papi needs help, and I'd like to donate 2 barrels to Papi. He has no need for the food items. Brother Papi can use it. I will tell you if I can redirect the items to Brother Papi. Some of these pastors are fake. Their actions show it, and they are pathetic. Very unfortunate, huh? We'll get the opposition leader to talk to the issue of This wild accusation there.
It was still getting colder when she made it to the shoulder and the car came to a stop.
Mr. Perry Ballard yesterday on the talk on the block.
Baby in the back seat sleeping like a rock. And for the first time in a long time, she bowed her head.
Somebody says, Matt, I thought we had a Yes We Care program in the country from a man in that state. Maybe. The situation may be all political, and I'm just hoping it's not. right, Matt, a question. Did the Prime Minister's wife and children, are they in Dominica living in the same place with the PM of the President? That's what I heard. Matt, this is Grace from St. Joe. Madam, listening in East Orange. Good morning to you, Grace. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Let's take another phone call there in the morning, 9:39. We will talk some, if you will, some politics sometime later there. Hello, talk to me.
Mr. Pelletier.
How are you doing, sir?
Sorry for calling back. I want to limit my presence on your program these days. Try to call very little.
Mm-hmm.
But, Matt, can you imagine Parry Miller tonight is walking all over the place and we're not biting anybody?
Mm.
But Lennox Linton is unapproachable. It is very sad. I wonder if it's deliberately why Mr. Linton refused to respond. And I hope he does not respond to Parry Billard. Matt, can you imagine, with all the burning issues in the country, Parry Billard has to be the one capitalizing on the opportunity on Q to come and talk. Matt, let's say Parry Billard was talking about Matt Pelletier. Oh, Matt Pelletier. And he never said anything. He spoke for a whole hour and said nothing. And calling everybody who does not agree with him stupid. I find he was very rude and out of order. Matt, it's your program. But Matt, just to say, my brother, what that is happening in Dominica, it seems like we have extricated or surgically removed our soul, our conscience. And they say where ignorance is in abundance, it is folly to be wise.
Well, let me say your blessings, though. I know you may have, I don't know, you may have a problem with Parry Billard speaking out, or do you? Because, we live in a democratic country. Everybody, you know, the voices may be different, but we have to listen sometimes, huh?
Matt, it's not for the difference. It's the reasonability.
Okay.
You come and you discuss on I do not want to disrespect the gentleman, but it was just out of order, the manner in which he went.
So you think he said nothing?
Nothing. What he was doing is just come and try to justify every evil. And last night I said that on Pastor Rodney and them show, when I coined it, the justification of corruption. And that's what it seems like everybody who supports this administration does, Matt. They just come to justify corruption. When you hear people say, if I was the Prime Minister and I go and I get $10 million, if I take two, I don't see nothing wrong with that. Matt, people does not understand governance and the responsibility of the citizens to hold the government responsible for the actions. So it is sad to listen to Parry Billard, Matt. Matt, look at you. They can say what they want about you, but look at your field of expertise, so to speak, your qualification in journalism, and you could bring people. Look at what you can solve problems as well. And you mean to tell me no government minister, no official in this country where governance is concerned, or even, look, you're not even too sure you can find an insurance person to come and give an account. And you mean everybody shying away, and then you have power. I don't want to dwell on Parry Billard, but I'm just saying, Matt, it is sad to see where we are, and you would have people like me call and try to deal with social, religious, environmental, political issues and economical issues. And you have people that is so astute in this field of expertise, Matt, and they stay and watch the country rot, Matt, and say nothing. And everybody say, Matt, 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 I'm not trying to chastise anybody, but it is sad to see where we are. And it seems like these disasters have even dehumanized us even more, Matt. It is sad to see what is going on in this country, and I wish I had the discipline to just shut the hell up.
Oh, blessings, blessings. 9:43, there are many, many, many people out there who just love to listen to you and your reasoning, blessings. Thank you, and of course, you could keep calling. I have no problems with that. Some people think you call too regularly. You know, it's your voice, a lot of people appreciate that. Man, I'm a regular listener to your program. I'm messaging you on behalf of a friend. After Maria, it is very difficult finding apartments for rent. I was hoping on your program to mention to the listeners wanting immediately desperately a one-bedroom apartment. And of course, you know, you can contact this number, 315-1685. Thank you in advance. Somebody's looking for an apartment there and reaching out through my program to get that apartment. It seems very, very, I will be honest with you, it seems very difficult to get apartments these days, houses for rent. So maybe, you know, in the future, you know, those investors thinking about it, you should maybe invest in some real estate there. Apartments, 944, in big demand in Dominica. Hello, talk to me.
Yes, Matt, somebody call and ask you. You thought we had a Yes We Care program. Well, I think these people don't get it yet. They still don't get it. Yes We Care, or everything that's happening in this country government does, is all about scare it. And if it doesn't make, not even the members of his cabinet, if it doesn't make scare it look good, they won't implement it, or they won't reach out to the people who are in need. They won't be able to parade Papi on GIS like how they do in the elderly. So the Yes We Care is not for people like Papi, And if they didn't believe it, Papi confirmed that yesterday. Because Papi said when Skerritt had that interview with Lennox Linton, he was young and inexperienced.
Mm-hmm.
So Papi is not even concerned with what is right and wrong in Dominica right now. It's what is good for Skerritt. What will work for Skerritt, that is what is important as far as Papi is concerned. And from now on, anytime I hear Papi on the radio, I am just going to shut off my radio, because as I said to him, he's very intellectually dishonest and deceitful.
All right, caller, thank you very much. 945, it's your choice. Matt, there's still a lot of good in this world, and good will prevail over evil. Matt, you're really stirring up the love in your audience. Tears are pouring down here. Thanks, Matt. We really appreciate the prophetic voice of Tyron, a.k.a. Blessings. So you hear that, Blessings? We really appreciate the prophetic voice there of you, Tyron, a.k.a. Blessings. So people love you out there, Blessings. Don't think that you're not loved. Some people may think that you call too much. 946. We will take a break, and then we will come back right after this. Let's go.
Fine Foods Inc., the biggest distributor of the biggest brands found in Dominica and known in the world. Get your dry foods and beverages from Fine Foods for any occasion, home, wholesale, and retail business. We aim to give competitive pricing with efficient and knowledgeable staff to assist you. Call Fine Foods Distribution Center at 617-6342 to place your orders, and look out for a sales representative in your area.
Cute. Scotiabank announces the extension of its assistance program for hurricane-affected customers. Loan payments, including mortgages, personal loans, credit cards, and lines of credit, will continue to be suspended until February 28th, with no action required from the customer. Although no payments are due until March, interest will continue to accrue. To opt out of the assistance program or to discuss customers' eligibility to restructure or consolidate their debt, customers will need to contact Scotiabank at 448-0637 or email bns.dominica@scotiabank.com to benefit from the program, which will expire effective February 28th, 2018. Scotiabank remains committed to assisting the community as we rebuild together.
All right, caller, thank you very much. It's 9:47 in the morning. The reports came in yesterday too that a yacht ran aground on the Atlantic side of Scottsdale. One man crew said he placed a boat on autopilot and went to sleep. Boat taken in water. Villagers were unable to help. At the time, we were told that Coast Guard was underway. We will try to get the latest as to, you know, what really happened to that yacht there on the Atlantic side of Scottsdale. Thank you very much. You can call in there. We have 12 more minutes there on the program, The Hot Seat, Dominica's most talked about talk show. We come back after this.
Yeah, plus business. All you see when conducting business is just the hand, the money, and the product. How to smile on Timonjou? How are you doing? But go take quick care pharmacy at Hasbro. They brought back the care into healthcare because good health is more than just a prescription, more than just a tablet or a spoonful of medicine 3 times a day. Go take quick care. You can talk to your pharmacist, panic out your concerns, your fears, your cares in total confidence. And the rest of the staff always ready to help and answer your questions. Mary Sandy, when go take quick care, you can need to look your medicine and buy it. You can explicate tout bite bao. Kuma pou point, kita pou point, tout bagay. Eve souvle, you can even get your blood pressure and sugar test done right there. So le ou kapale kote service, prescription or over-the-counter drugs, count on Quick Care Pharmacy, kote Hasbro telephony, 440-8600. Chikolo di mwe, there are many reasons why I love Quick Care. But the latest reason is the Black Lion Pill, Yonila. It's a booster for my rooster.
Introducing the 25GB and 50GB data bolt-ons, especially for full postpaid customers. Now you can do more with your data at an affordable price, only from Flo. Come into the main Flo store and get more details on the new data bolt-ons, especially for you. Flo terms and conditions apply.
The Big Station.
The general public is informed that ACS 7-Eleven on High Street will be closed on Wednesday, February 28, 2018, between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the purpose of stock-taking. However, the gas station will remain open during this time. Please be guided accordingly. Remember, AC Shillingford & Company Limited is your one-stop shop where you spend less and get more.
Q95.
All right, somebody else is on the radio this morning. We have 10 more minutes on your most popular show in the morning, the most talked about talk show. This morning we did something for Pappy, and a lot of people reached out. Of course, the businessman there in Newtown pledged to give Pappy bread for a month free of charge. Hello, talk to me. Hi, Soki. Good morning. Hi.
Yes, Matt. I just want Matt, you know.
Yes.
Yesterday I listened to Carrie Bell of Matt, and with no disrespect to him, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if Carrie Bell was under the influence or if he'd been drinking yesterday before he came on your program, Matt. And I'll tell you why I said that.
He did not seem so.
Mm-hmm. Matt, for people that follow cricket and so, you know, like a test match of five days, Matt.
Uh-huh.
We know that this Labour Party been there for 18 years, Matt. So let's just see for the most recent 5 years, Labour Party been there. They won the toss. The first year, they're backing, wasting time. Second year, they're wasting time. Third year, wasting time. Fourth year, now they're on the fifth year, Matt. They're appealing for back, like for Papi to, for that Parry Bell of Matt to come and say, Roosevelt Kerry Duke is one of the best prime ministers Dominica I've ever seen, and he's very popular. I mean, you have to ask yourself whether this man was under the influence of alcohol, Matt.
Again, and I keep saying that to, you know, the many listeners who listen all the time. Everybody has a different opinion. I guess you have to respect him. If he feels that way, that is just his opinion. It doesn't mean that it's a fact, huh, caller? So you have to take that into consideration. You know, we agree to disagree many, many times, and we have to sometimes respect other people's opinion. 9:52. I mean, not many people like to hear that, but it's a fact. Hello, talk to me. Hey, hello.
Matt.
Hey, how you doing? So you're back.
Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to Parry Bellot.
Right.
And Parry Bellot was ignorant. The way he was speaking, I say that's not a man to educate people. And I just have a little chat to the boy. And what I call in on the boy to come and say on your show one of these days is the same thing he telling me about condition of up there. You understand? Because the place where it's alleged that they hide the generator, that, you know, that man watching me and tell me they take out the generator there for security reasons. What security reasons? You could build something and have the people in the grotto happy and telling me about condition. Mr. Parry, the things you were saying yesterday, I do not want to hear that. What I want to hear is, what are you going to do for the people, the elderly, in the grotto. Because when I pass up there, Matt, you must take a look. Pass up there and, you know, get mapping or somebody to swim at the same time. You interviewing some of the people. Those are the things that we need to do on the ground. Not man like Parry coming, and the average man like me so trying to understand what the man's saying, but I can't understand. But on a closing note, I want to call on the government, and I want you to help me on that, to voice the people's opinion on that. Matt, we cannot be paying extra money for driving on the road. And are we practicing really that you really want concrete roads? And in my days, we had public works with that coal ash thing, which they call barber green, using, and we did not have any money, any income of boasting how much money that we are making. Matt, the guys and them are doing something bad. They are digging the holes on the road. They are opening it wider. But yet still they are taking 3 days, 4 days to come back and fill it back. Now, the day that they take to fill it back, pass back the other day, Mr. Prime Minister, Minister of Communications and Road, the President, you know, I seen outside by Fort Young, when I pass in Gogodok in a hole, my brother, let us look at our roads. And we have the barber green. Let us put it on the road instead. You're seeing how much money you're wasting money day by day, and the barber green could be all right for us. Or what I want you to do, okay, let's forget about the barber green. Withdraw the extra money that asks us to pay when we are going to license, the $50, the $100, and whatever. Give it back to us so we buy food for the children.
All right, caller. Thank you very much. We have a few more minutes, a few phone calls coming in there. Hello, talk to me. Hi.
Good morning, my fires and the listeners.
Yes, caller.
My fires, just a suggestion, you know, for us. My fires, normally when persons do name calling, it is to try and shut down somebody. And my fires, I can tell somebody I do not know, you know, Lennox Minton. I just remember hearing this man when I was doing school. For the first time when I heard that voice, you know, something just, you know, said to me, I have to listen, you know, to that person speak. And I've listened to him over the years. But I've listened, you know, even especially on Kyrie, the number of times, you know, and the things that are said, you know, against him and in the minds of people who have no knowledge of certain things and they embrace, you know, this type of thing. But I must say, persons like Mr. Lennox Linton and some of the others, they are the ones that have, because of the work that they have been doing, they have kept things away from happening in many bad ways in the country, because that's just in persons' eyes, you know, to open up and their ears to be able to listen to things that they need to be listening to. So as, you know, as part of us on the land, I believe people should, you know, come more together to provide as if like a protection, you know, for him to be able to assist, you know, because I mean, listen, they should not take a stand, you know, to help somebody that is helping many people in a significant way. I mean, what is going to happen, you know, to younger children that are coming up from school, and persons are preying on this vulnerable set of people, and especially when persons as lawyers and persons who are recognizing society are beating down and saying this type of things, Matt, you cannot expect minds not to be swayed. And persons must realize Mr. Linton has been asked that he could start sharing, you know, the word. And I find persons like Mr. Duran, persons like them should be able to understand as they go around and share with the people, if they do it, you know, with scripture, any scripture of the Bible that they take up and share, any issues that present itself in a land, they will get the opportunity to address. Because who has not taken a bribe? You know, when you think about it on the island, so many have taken a bribe. And bribes, you know, Matt, you know what it can do, you know, to the hearts and the mind of people. So it's just something different for us to be able to look at, because that's how they have boosted Mr. Skerritt, you know. And persons, pay attention to what Parry said yesterday. He said that Mr. Skerritt is bloody competent. And that is a very strong statement. Bloody competent. I remind you of that, people. So just...
Call, I'll tell you what. We have to take another call there, quickly there. We have two more minutes. And just for me to read this WhatsApp is as well. With Parry calling Lennox unapproachable is wrong. What does he want Lennox to be like? Skerritt, and he can control and tell him what to do. My question to Mr. Parry Ballard, was Miss Charles approachable? Can you remember a smile from her? As far as I can remember, the most she did was constantly blink her eyelashes. Did that make her a monster? Wasn't she a good leader? Perry, your fear is all you are afraid of, Lennox. I will confess, all the hate I had for UWP has turned into admiration and hope. With Lennox as our next leader, the likes of Perry and Astafan's Nassif will be no more. Dominicans, pay heed. You will take our country back. Are you there, caller? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there, Matt.
Yes, sir. You have 1 minute.
Yeah. In that hard economy time, you mean to tell me them guys raise gas?
Oh, the price of gas? Oh, you mean cooking gas or just ordinary gas?
Gas for vehicles. Right now, almost everybody with a vehicle have to buy an extra container of gas for their generator.
Yes, and you're right.
You know, that's something else, man.
All right, maybe we'll look at this sometime later. The price of gas, why is it up in these hard economic times?